Blog Talk Radio. Indie artists, welcome to another edition of Indie Playground, where recess is always in session. What's up? I am your delightful delight, your girl Vixen, where every week we bring you the best in indie music, okay? We could be networking by the Jungle Gym. I'll probably be interviewing somebody by the Monkey Bars. So, if you want to get your music heard on the best station, all you got to do is email me, okay, at ipgradio@mail.com. That's right, ipgradio@mail.com. The person, the station that brings you the best in indie music, I am Vixen, and we are Indie Playground. What is up, first? I am your delightful delight, your girl Vixen, and welcome to another edition of your favorite indie station, okay? We are in the playground where recess is always in session. Guys, if you want to get your music heard on the best indie station for indie artists, all you got to do is email me, okay, at ipgradio@mail.com, all right? That's IP as in Peter, G as in girl, radio@mail.com. We got my boy coming up next, S. Don Perignon, live in the studio. Well, he's not in the studio. He's on the phone with me. But, hey, you never know. We got great music coming up, giving you great artists and great interviews. We are in the playground. I think he's calling in now. What is up, lady? How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I am fantastic, guys. Want to introduce yourself, baby boo?
Sorry, there's some noise in the background. I can't hardly hear you. Sorry, my apologies.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You hear me better now? Introduce yourself.
Yes, most definitely. I go by the name S. Don Perignon. Coming from the cold north, you know?
Oh, I didn't know. We will have more information with interview, chit-chat with S. Don coming up. But right now, here go one of my favorite. I'm going to say one of my favorite. All my artists are my favorite. But here's my boy for Kansas City, Missouri. Here is Bad Habits About Down to the Flow here on Indie Playground.
Bow down to the flow. Bow down to the flow. Bow down to the flow. Go on and bow down to the flow. 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 Go on and bow down to the flow.
My mercy. To the flow from Kansas City, Missouri, here on Indie Playground. I got my boy, S. Don Perignon. What's up, baby boos?
What's going on? How you doing?
I am chilling. I'm good. I'm copacetic. First of all, I owe you an apology.
I'm willing enough to admit
that I am sorry, because last time we had technical issues and I was going through rebranding and health issues and different stuff like that. So I want to apologize.
No doubt.
Let's go ahead. That's first off the box. So I want to apologize for that. I owe you that.
Apology accepted. Apology accepted. You know.
And I thank you so much for accepting my apology. Now. If you tell the listening audience more about yourself, so tell them, who is S. Don Perignon?
Well, I'm just a normal, you know. I'm just a special being that just, you know, just influenced by a lot of the greats. You know what I mean? So I just out here trying to make a difference. That's what I'm, you know. That's who S. Don Perignon is. I'm one of the finest champagne on the market, you know what I mean? So that's basically, that breaks it down, you know?
Now, you say you was influenced by the greats. Who are the greats to you? Who are your greats?
Well, there's quite a few, you know, like Bob Marley's, the Michael Jackson's, the late, you know, a lot of the ones that made way for us today as musicians, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of great celebrities out there that, you know, open up doors for us to want to be a part of this industry.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct. And just one question I wanted to ask you. How did you come up with your name? Is that like one of your favorite drinks or something, or you just what happened at the bar? I'm gonna name myself after this drink. Where did you come from?
No, it's kind of a funny story because I always get this question asked. You know, one day we were politicking, me and one of my homies that I actually started making music with. You know, it's one of my elders. He just sat down and said that you're kind of special. You know, you should be, you know, a little bit different than the rest, you know what I mean? So he kind of just threw that at me and said, you should be like S. Perignon, S. Don Perignon. So I just kind of ran with it from there, you feel me? Like, it was nothing. It was like, we're just playing around with different names, you know, and we ended up with that one. Kind of just ran with it.
Okay. Now, tell me something about your background. Like, where are you from? like, about your beginnings? When did you fall in love with music? It started out, where are you from? It started that off with that question.
Well, I'm born in Toronto, where, you know, originally I'm from Toronto, but my background is, like, Jamaican descendant, you know. And basically, I just, you know, moved out to London a while back. And, you know, I just been doing music out here ever since. And, you know, I always go back and migrate back to my city, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're always trying to extend the hand, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, when did you fall in love with music? Like, when did you know at what age, or I would say not what age, but around what age, or what you was doing to make you like, hey, I want to do music for a living? Somebody, usually people used to have like a point where it's like, okay, I'm gonna
I remember this one time, Frida, when I was my older siblings, like my aunts and them, were putting together a group, right, for Much Music on MTV. And I think it was Much Music. I'm not sure if it was MTV, but basically they were putting together a group, and that kind of enticed me because I never really seen no Canadian groups out here. Like, I remember back in the day, like Cross and, you know, a few other groups, like New Edition and stuff like that, had these groups, super groups they were called. And basically that kind of inspired me because they had an interview. And back then there was a group called TVTVT from Toronto who ended up winning it. And it kind of just inspired us that, yo, we can make it from here where we are, you know what I mean? All we have to do is just believe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What's up? Now, I'm going to get back with you in just a moment. But also, I got this song from you. And I kind of want you to introduce it, if you don't mind. I think it's, we're trying to see the song from your Road to Riches. I think that's the name of the song.
Road to the Riches. Hi. This track is featured with me and Toya Diamond, called Road to the Riches, featuring myself, Eston Perrion. Go ahead and download it on your iTunes, your Spotify, whatever social media streaming network that you have out there. Just go ahead and support your boy, man. This track's called Road to the Riches. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Like this, you ain't never seen a grind like this. Feels like it would never end. Would you ever thought how much fun we can have on an island beach with a gun in the sand, straight like we a summer jam? You know I always got your back. On the other hand, I keep you covered in the motherland. No promises, be sure I'm a rock, cause I'm a loyal man.
Yeah. run affairs in the real. I got work in the kitchen, work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. My tail in the front, and affairs in the real. Just got on my land too, my Domingo on the way. My people coming in from Georgia and they need 20 today. 34 for each block, that's a quick half a meal. If it goes down like it should, I might move to Beverly Hills. Never be a sitting duck, that's how you get caught up. More they see, the longer you be. That's some D-boy game for free. I can teach you class on how to be a boss. Play street, don't even got money like golf. Tiger Woods play ball up with his weight. Do this for real, y'all niggas all hate. Claiming you the plug when you really ain't him. I'm gonna put you down there and let it like him. Come grab two and I'm gonna put you down with one. The game been good, bring me 31. Work in the kitchen, work in the kitchen. Nothing moving but that money, all about my business. 20 birds on the counter, watch them disappear. Clientele in the front, and the feds in the real.
We're back here in the playground with, I can say, one great artist. What's up, S. Don?
I'm good, I'm good. How's things?
It's going great. Now, this one I want to know, from, we here in the United States, but of course we're heard worldwide, and you up in Canada, how is the music scene there? Because I always wanted to know. And you were there.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's crazy. There's too much talent here. It's being overslept on. You know what I mean? Like, talent's been here from the 90s. Like, you know, it's just now starting to get exposed. Like people are like, look at Drake, like, obviously, and Tory Lanez, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber. There's a lot of amazing talent coming out of Toronto and Canada itself, you know what I mean, myself as well. So, you know, we're trying to put Canada on the map as much as possible, so.
Yeah, and that's awesome. But also I want to know, like, how is the scene out there for indie artists? I mean, like, some areas, the community show any artists love by supporting them, going to some of the events. Some areas do not. I mean, like, what is, say, Toronto, if you have a gig or event in Toronto, will they show love to any artist, or you have to be kind of well-known for them to show love? I mean, like, how is it out there for indie artists?
Kind of hit and miss, you know? Like, some shows, you might get a good crowd. A lot of people out here be doing pay-to-play, which I don't dig for that stuff, so they be kind of cheating the game. But me personally, I'm out here really grinding these streets, networking with these venues and networking these promoters and, you know, DJs and so forth, like, let people know, like, this is what it is and, you know, get a taste of it now. Like, we got to keep pushing no matter how. And I listen to a lot of the guys that came out, like the Master P's and, you know, the Rockefellers and people like Cash Money. They really, really hustled and grinded hard before people started to really take knowledge of them. So I pretty much take that ground very seriously. And there's a lot of talent out of here coming out of Toronto, you know, and the surrounding areas.
That's true. It is hard out here for indie artists, and also for people want to have more indie artists out there. So it's a need and it's a want, and we're going to give it to them like we always do it here at Indie Playground. Also, I want to ask you, for any artist that's up and coming, no matter if you're in the U.S. or, you know, London or even Canada, whatever, what advice do you have to give to up-and-coming artists that say, hey, you can do it too? What advice do you have for them?
First and foremost, you got to believe in yourself. Stay true to yourself, you know, and work hard. Remember, discipline is remembering what you want, you know. So first of all, you got to grind, you know, do whatever it takes, but not go to the extreme. You got to remember what you're there to do with music and basically just, you know, inspire others and other musicians and other music lovers, because it's a craft, you know. And, you know, music's the thing that brings people together. So
if you really, really and truly believe in what you're here to do as a musician, really work hard at, you know, honing your craft, you know what I mean? And just believe in yourself. That's all it takes, you know?
Exactly. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you just do hip-hop, or do you do reggae, or do, like, what would you say, would your music be classified in what genre, would you say?
It's funny you ask that, because I'm actually versatile. Like, just last week, I was making a track, and I had a little reggae vibe on it, you know, where I was slinging a little patois on it, on the track, you know, and then some days I do a little R&B, little riffs, you know, here and there. I'm not no crazy R&B singer, but at the end of the day, I try to push my vocals as much as I can, you know, God gave me, so, you know, I just try to, you know, if it inspires you, it inspires you. If it don't, then it don't, you know what I mean? But I'm very versatile. I could do anything.
You know what, because I have a good friend, and also he's a reggae artist, that I would like to introduce you to.
Oh, for real?
Yes, he's in New Jersey, but he travel all over the world, and he does reggae.
I would definitely,
we can do that off air, of course, but I just got a feeling, so I'm like, introduce him to East Coast. I think they have a really good vibe together because, you know, he's from Jamaica, different than you, you know, you feel me? So I think y'all will hit it off that way and probably create some great music. And if they blow up, give me credit for
it. That's the stuff.
You
said that, because we got a whole team, a whole Black Dreams movement going on out there in New Jersey. Shout out to Flo, New Jersey, and Sookie, New Jersey. They be holding it down out there for us out there. Black Dreams, that's what we do, and we just try to move, you know. So we got a good family out there. Maybe we can definitely do something, you know. That'd be amazing.
Okay. Now, also, what events or what things you got coming up, and how you like people to get in contact with you?
Basically, you definitely can contact me through email, by email, the sdonperionbookings@gmail.com. You can definitely hit up my manager there. Also, as far as shows are concerned, I have a show coming up. I think it was August 6th, and a few. I got some other things lined up. It's not solidified yet, but I've been in the studio working on some new material last couple of months. So I haven't really been doing a lot of shows. More focusing on that, and yeah, that's basically what I've been doing, you know.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I appreciate your time. And mention of shows. May the 29th, my partner and I are doing a show in Albany, California, outside of San Francisco in Albany, San Francisco Bay Area. Is called Live Active Music. So make sure you're out in the Bay Area, Albany, California, at the Ivy Room, May the 29th. Doors open at 8. So make sure you're going to check out Live Action Music. Our showcase will be represent indie artists. So for more information about it, I'm going to post it on our Facebook. And you know what? I want to personally thank you again for your time.
Most definitely. It was a pleasure.
And for your patience dealing with me. And I would love to have you back on the show if you have any promotion, anything you want to do, you know, any artists that want to get their music heard, just tell them to holler at me. And I would
definitely super appreciate it.
It's not a problem. And I'm definitely going to get with your manager and before I can make that connection with one of my friends, okay?
That's what's up. Yeah. Just send on the link, you know, and anybody out there listening, you know, hit me up on all my social media .com, sdonperion/YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to my channels. And basically, Twitter, sdonperion, and my Instagram, sdonperion. You know, send me your comments.
Please. And check us out later.
My lady is six.
Exactly. And again, we appreciate you, baby, here on Indie Playground. And you're always welcome on my playground,
thank
okay?
You. You're
welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You do too, honey.